Good morning. We're continuing Chayyadim Hilchus Shabbos, Klal Yud Zayin, and we're still learning Siman Gimel. And he's talking about the issur of being grating cheese. Now, the Chayyadim continues. It says, Abba Mutter, Lachatru Besakin, Dak Dak, Beshas Achila. So he's mounted only Beshas Achila, which would fit well with what we're saying, that the Chayyadim is concerned that there is Tarchim Deraisa over here. So the Heter is based on Shas Achila. And then he says, with the Heter is based on Shas Achila, if a person uses a Kli, it elevates it to a Deraisa status. According to Mishnah Berura, that would not be true. That it's intrinsically, it's not something where Teuchen applies, and therefore there would not, if a person does not use a grater, he would be allowed to do it, even not Samach L'Suda. We'll talk about that more. Let's see the next point in the Chayyadim, and then we'll try and clarify. M'chein mutter lachtuk baser kosher. A person is allowed to cut meat which is hard. Abba b'isha e efshar loy l'loso. It is so hard that the only way a person trying to bite it off, he would not be successful. A person cannot chew it unless he cuts it up into very small pieces, and that allows him to soften it and chew it. So Chayyadim says that a person can cut that up into small pieces. It's not a problem of Teuchen. Kim and Shiroi ben Yodim, Yechalim Lecholkach. But he might be the exception. Other people are able to chew it, albeit with difficulty, even in these circumstances. So therefore, even though he personally cannot do so, it's mutter. So why would we think, and why is it that, so the Chayyadim is hinting to the fact that if you have a food or an item which is impossible to eat unless you cut it up into small pieces, and this is true for most people, not just for this individual, it would be also to cut it up into small pieces on Shabbos. So what is the logic? What is the issue over here? The Mishnah Berura clarifies again here in Siman Shin Chaf Aleph, in Sif Katan Laman Aleph, where the Mechaber in Sif Tes says, Mutar Lachtuk Basar Mevushal Utzli Dak Dak Vesaken. So a person can take meat which is cooked, so it's an oichel, it's ready to eat. It's either cooked or roasted, and a person can cut it into small pieces. So he says two explanations. Number one, in Tchinele B'gdulei Karka. We can approach this by saying meat is not G'dulei Karka. Animals are not G'dulei Karka, according to one understanding. And in Tchinele B'gdulei Karka. He says, what about according to the Poskim, which hold that there is Tchina, that an animal is considered G'dulei Karka? He says, even so, we do not answer it. Why? Because there's a new swore of Ein Shaykh Tchina Ba'ichlin. So therefore, a person is allowed to do this, even though he plans to use it for later, he's allowed to do this. There's no requirement of Shas HaSuda, because there's a swore of Ein Tchina Ela Ba'ichlin. Excuse me, Ein Tchina Ba'ichlin. Something which is already edible, Tchina doesn't apply. The act of Teuchen is taking something and creating a change in it, which thereby makes it useful. In the scenario of flour, a person takes grain, which you cannot make into a dough. By chopping it up, he converts it into something which would be useful, and now he's able to make it into the flour, and now he's able to make it into a dough. Taking items which are not edible, and by chopping them up, they become usable, that's a significant change. So that will go under the umbrella of the Malach of Teuchen. But something which is usable as is, the fact that it's larger or smaller, arguably would not have the concept of Teuchen. So even if you say that an animal is considered G'dulei Karka, and therefore it should be also of Teuchen, because of Teuchen, but since it's reached the stage where it's ready to eat, it's been cooked or roasted, it's reached the stage where it's ready to eat. So in that situation, the concept of Teuchen doesn't apply. However, if it is so hard that nobody could eat it, and by chopping it up he's making it edible, this sword doesn't apply anymore. So, if we're concerned that there is teichen by on that which an animal produces, which the Chayyadim is assuming, that Gvina is shaykh the concept of teichen, which means he considers an animal G'dulei Karka. So, Basar also, the concept of teichen applies. So now I have a question. So how can I do tchina on this piece of meat dancers, because we have this new svara that you're not really doing anything because it's usable as is. Well, no, it's not. If it would be so hard that nobody could use it, then the act of teichel that he's doing applies to animals and applies to a situation where you're converting it into something which is not usable to usable. So the act of teichel would apply, and therefore that would be aser. So Chayim says it's mutter because people can use it as such, even though this person individually can't. And however, this will only be mutter if he uses a knife. But if he wants to use a kli which has been yuchar for this purpose, that's going to be usur. The Rama over here adds some points which I want to clarify, Be'ez Hashem, in the next year. Meanwhile, have a good day.